I'm going to kill myself.
Ted's a new schlatt.
I'm the new schlatt. I'm going to kill myself.
We came to L.A. We flew to L.A.
Oh, don't open it like that, please.
Well, because I'm the new schlatt, and I'm stuck in L.A.
You're
with
also
Ted.
The new schlatt? That's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, he's gone, so we each absorbed half of him.
Oh, yeah, like a horcrux?
And you got the, you don't want to work, and I got the, fuck L.A.
Yeah, no, I'm going to kill myself. Yeah.
You want to know why I'm not going to kill myself?
Why?
Because we're on a nice, comfy couch.
Oh.
Had we been on your original, maybe I'd have the gun in my mouth.
No, yeah, the original was definitely a gun.
It was
guns, a self-gunning.
A self-gunning situation.
Self-gunning situation. Some might call that, you know.
KMS. Think dentist's office waiting room.
Well, actually, I can give Emma right now a photo of me sitting on the couch as I left it on the curb in Los Angeles. I left it like.
It's like an album cover.
Well, it was one of those things where when I was moving here, my mom was like,
oh, no, if you move there and you don't bring your couch, you're going to have nowhere to sit.
And I'm like, I'm going to get a couch in like 2 months. I'm like, okay, we bring the couch. They can't even get it in through the door because it's a solid piece and I've got a lot of angles in my stairway.
You do.
And they were like, it'll be $150 to, you know, hoist it over the balcony.
Over the ledge?
Yeah, over the balcony and through the glass door. And I was like,
and this
would
couch
you guys be able to?
Too.
Yeah, I was like, I've been complaining about this couch as long as Chuckle Sandwich existed. Like, it is the worst couch. And
just a little hard.
It's not even that hard, but like, there's no lounge area. It's not deep. It's not big. It's just the worst size of a couch. And so when I found out that I would have to pay extra to get that couch, I was like, so what if you guys put it back in the truck, went back where we were just then, and then just drop it on the curb? And they were like, yeah, we can do that. This is the Ted's New Couch episode of Take It Easy. Do I say welcome to Take It Easy? Welcome, everybody, to another episode of your favorite podcast. The
Take It Easy podcast.
The Take It Easy podcast. I'm Ted.
I'm Tucker.
And we're here to take it easy with you today here in sunny smoky Los Angeles.
Dirty.
Mine was topical. Sooty. Yours was just being mean.
Shitty.
Dude, come
Ted's
on.
Ted's been a very nice host.
Yeah.
He's sleeping on the couch.
As I have.
We're sleeping in his bed, mucking it up in there.
Oh.
Ted cleaned the whole apartment. It's beautiful.
Yeah,
it's
did.
Natural.
The mention of muck is something that I can't say I'm.
Forget about the muck.
Oh.
Don't get stuck in the muck.
The way that you're describing the muck makes it sound like it's an unforgettable muck.
My muck's always unforgettable.
Oh, come on. What does that mean?
Well, I don't.
Oh, I've been working on my muck for years.
Mucking about in the muck.
Mucking about with my mucking buddy. We're mucking and we're fucking.
So today, we're supposed to talk about our origins.
Yeah.
This is a history lesson.
But we can do whatever we want. You ever think about that?
It is our show.
But
I think we should call it the Take It Easy Show.
It's called the Take It Easy Podcast. It's already pretty much that.
Shit.
Okay,
scratch that.
No, but I've thought about this. Have you ever had this this feeling recently where it's like you're working and you're really, really stressed about,
yeah,
like,
I've had
like,
that recently.
I mean, with chocolate's a thing because I've had it myself where I'm like, but wait, everything that's going on in my life right now is entirely 100% self-imposed.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's fucked up. That's so fucked up because I have been stressed.
Yeah,
this
it's
week.
Like if you got a normal job and you're kind of like, I'm gonna slack today. It's like, you know,
yeah,
no
you're
big
gonna
deal.
You're gonna be getting some judging eyes.
Maybe,
you know,
like that's worst case scenario.
Oh, no, yeah, all results are just entirely based on the person. Like, just, you know,
if you're making a video, any time you're slacking,
yeah,
is time that
I know
you're taking away from yourself.
Yeah. But welcome, everyone, to the Take It Easy podcast. Basically, contextually, this week, the reason why I'm so stressed, because you guys might be so worried about me, which I appreciate that. is this week is the preparation week for Take It Easy, as in like we got those first two episodes filmed, the Kenya episode and then the first episode of Take It Easy, and this week tomorrow we're shooting the cover art and all the photography and branding for Take It Easy, because none of that exists right now.
This will be my first photo shoot.
It's Tucker's first photo shoot. We got my very good friend from college, Devin, who's actually staying with me for
Devin
a little bit.
Devin is charming. He's sweet. He's beautiful.
He's natural.
Well, his hair's not. I think he got a perm today.
You think so?
That ain't natural.
I should give him my, I've got the whenever someone is in town and they need to use an air dryer, I like having nice things around for people to use. So I've got my resident Dyson Airwave.
And you've got your Dyson vacuum. I love using that.
I know.
When I come to Ted's, I vacuum every day.
And here's the thing. People are going to be like, Ted's got so many nice things right now. This is stuff that I was initially resistant to for a long time.
Like, you don't want people to think you have nice stuff?
Yeah, I don't, because then it keeps me relatable. So
you're not relatable.
So basically, in the same way that the couch was, I had a vacuum cleaner that I got from Target for like 4 years or something like that. And at a certain point, I was trying to clean it and get it like all the shit, but it was like it was like one of those things where that vacuum cleaner was designed to catch every single thing and have every little crevice just be filled with dirt and dust so that it would just become inoperable in like a minimum amount of time.
How often do you like to vacuum?
This is such like a late 20s conversation, I'm realizing. We're talking about vacuum
cleaners. Well, you're in your late 20s. You're 27.
Okay, so Tucker is about to turn 27 in like 6 days.
Okay, you can just say Tucker is 26.
So Tucker's 26. I'm 27.
There we go. See, and for that statement, Ted's boiling off camera all week. Ted's been like, okay, you're also going to be 27. It's not the late 20s. I still have 6 months. He's freaking out about it.
Some might say that I'm running like 120 on my temperature right now internally. My blood is boiling.
Yeah, I know. I just told them.
But it doesn't seem like I'm mad right now, but I've got like this, I'm in cool, intense mad mode. Like every time the camera turns away from me here, I'm staring daggers. Yeah,
wait, don't freak me out.
Turn that camera away from me.
Okay, we should probably change the topic if you're going to look at me like that.
Listen, welcome everybody to Take It Easy Podcast. I'm Ted and Tucker. We're here. No, it's not even here to have you today. I got a Modelo. Tucker's got a Truly.
I would have a Modelo.
We'll start.
Drank the other five me being here. So I have. That's why I'm drinking a Truly. This is not my first
choice. I'm a situational drinker. Tucker's an anytime drinker.
I haven't been drinking.
Yeah.
So I come out here. Ted's working all day. I'm just lounging around.
Yeah.
So I drank all
working
beer.
On this, by the way, this podcast as well.
Yeah. It's stuff out of my control.
Yeah. But
insurance.
I don't know. I got to stop talking about the shit I'm stressed about.
Yeah. You got to chill. We're going to chill tonight because you missed the chill last night. Really.
Yeah. I also filmed that new video that came out of the Twitter video, and then half of it audio bat. Ugh.
You've had a rough day.
I've had a rough day. And it's going to continue.
The opposite of that, I think I saw one of my all-time favorite movies last night for the first time.
The Truman Show.
I had never seen The Truman Show.
And I'm glad I was there for it.
I knew vaguely what it was about, but it exceeded my expectations. I think it's an all-time favorite.
We were getting slippery last night. We were all having a good time.
Yeah.
And Tucker, when he gets slippery and slidey and you know, oily, he likes to, he'll lock in on something. He doesn't want anyone to talk to him. He doesn't want anything going on. Yeah. He's just like sitting there watching this movie and he's like.
Well, think about it. It's the Truman. I'm 26. I've never seen The Truman Show.
You took like 100% of your effort to say that you were 26.
I'm 26. I've never seen The Truman Show. So it was a big night.
Yeah.
And we're slippery. You guys started talking. My mind was like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Because it's so good.
We started watching a little bit of The Iron Giant as well. Which
we did, but I was getting into sleepy mode, I think.
But we'll finish it.
We can finish it.
We'll finish it, because that's one of my all-time favorite movies, The Iron Giant.
Ted's been hyping up Iron Giant.
Well, you saw some of it.
I did.
What'd you think of it?
The animation's great. It's like when they perfected hand drawn.
Yeah.
Or the old style right before it.
There's a little bit of 3D animation mixed into it too. It's like a
it's funny, like, yeah, those transitions. I think like the Atlantis or Treasure Planet has that too. It's like a hybrid almost.
Yeah. I think that makes things a little bit easier though, because doing some of the stuff that they are expected to do in that 3D animation thing is like they're not gonna doing that hand drawn would be like the biggest pain in the ass.
You know? Yeah. I think that's when there's rotation.
Yeah, rotating cube, walking giant
robot. You
used robot.
To do a little animation.
I did.
That's
I
how
did.
You started, I feel like.
Yeah, no, I started in the slums of animation, and then I realized, oh, shit.
On the DSi?
I'll be miserable for the rest of my life if I continue this way. I did do the DSi a little bit. I would do these things where I would take, like, we'd be driving somewhere for, like, a family event, and I would take photos of little stuff. Like, when we would stop for a stop sign, I would take a photo with the DSi, and then I would draw these little guys over it. But I didn't use the Flipnote studio thing that everyone seemed to be using.
Because there's one that I see on, like, TikTok, rest in peace, that people make, like, music videos.
Mm-hmm.
They're usually pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, man, that I wish I got a DSi. I was stuck on the DS Lite.
I was big on the DSi.
Yeah, I've seen your DSi. It's always kind of irked me that you have one and I don't.
Well, because I would always get, like, ever since I had the SP, the Game Boy Advance SP, I would always get, like, the... I never had the DS, though. Like, the chunky one.
The chunky one was the worst selling one. Not many people have the chunky one.
Is that the original?
Yeah. It's like a trapezoid.
But the DSi, that was like, I remember when I got that.
It had like internet. It had real internet. It had a browser, I think.
Yeah.
Which was like.
But it was also crisp. It was like.
Better screen.
Yeah.
It camera. Was like a nice. It had that cool like iPhone camera on the outside.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it was nice. And then I had the 3DS, but then I didn't really use it that too much. But it was big.
Yeah, you had the new...
The 3DS felt like what was right before... It feels in my head like what came right before the Switch, if that makes sense.
It did. It kind of...
What are you talking about? Are you crazy?
I don't think so, but...
Didn't the Wii U come before, though?
Yeah, but they merged... They only do one line now. They don't do a handheld and a console. Hmm. They do the hybrid exclusively now.
Oh, I see.
Everything changed in 2017.
I'm going to do a third intro. Welcome, everyone, to
love an intro.
I love to get us back on track. Welcome, everyone, to Take It Easy. It's the podcast with your friends. We're still figuring this out, clearly, on the third episode. Don't know what's going on. Emma's going to spice this all up. Oh, I hope so. But
you know that chuckle episode, that chuckle dungeon finale?
I just tried to pull us back on. Now you're dragging me back to hell with
Sorry,
you.
I'm an owner now, so you got to go where I go.
That's actually not technically how that works.
you killed my train of thought. You did. You got exactly what you wanted.
You killed your train of thought. Like you were
I was gonna hype Emma up. I was gonna butter Emma up, and I was gonna
she's
be like,
"Your wife. You don't need to do that while we're at work, dude."
Well, she works with us.
Yeah,
on
but
the work.
No.
I was just gonna say, if you saw that Chuckle Dungeon episode,
fraternizing on company time.
I was just a little flirting.
No fraternizing on company time.
A little flirting through the camera never hurt anybody.
Yeah,
I'm sure it actually.
Okay, we'll
has,
flirt through
though.
The camera right now. Give her a little.
Well,
no, don't look at her. Look at the camera. Look down the barrel.
So. Emma did the Chuckle Dungeon episode edit, and it was like chef's kiss immaculate.
Mm.
Took all day to export the file.
Yes.
And
she, you know what? You want to hear something great? She's not done. She's not done.
You know.
Because she's got to still do the music, and I just did the intro last night.
Ted said I'm not allowed to help her with the music, and Emma came up to me after
just
that today.
Fucking lie.
No, this is true.
Oh, no. You know what it was?
No,
actually, you're framing that in a much more diabolical way, though. It is what you said is true, but in the sense that it was like, I need Emma to do the music. And then Tucker was like, Emma, let me help you with that music.
No, I definitely did not volunteer.
Or it was like, Emma, you don't need to do the music at all. Let me take over.
No.
And I was like, Emma, aren't
you
like
a formally
trained opera musician? Why would you not be able to handle the music?
Emma asked me. I would never ask Emma, oh, do you want me to do part of the Chuckle Sandwich editing?
Yeah, so Tucker.
I would never.
Tucker took some
that.
Sort of like jazz class or something in
I got
college,
a C minus.
And
it was the worst grade I got
since he
all
took
of
that
college,
class.
And
he's been
ruined.
Acting like he knows exactly how music theory works. He's been like, you know, he'll walk into a room and he'll be like, Ted, your AC is playing a G right now.
Ted, what's
that
the,
about? I'm like, you don't have perfect pitch. And you're like, okay.
Oh,
well,
I do have perfect pitch. Musicians hate that I have perfect pitch because I don't do anything musical. but I do have it. Yeah, ask Emma.
You don't have permits.
Drives her nuts that I do.
I mean,
she denies the hell out of it. It makes her so mad.
No, he kind of looks like the type, though.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah, no, you look like the type to have perfect pitch where you just like hear someone's ringtone, you're like, huh, oh,
I like that tempo.
Yeah, I was like, circle of fifths,
exactly.
Scales do re mi fa sol la ti do. You know,
you are dead on.
Yeah,
I don't even need to add on.
I mean, Tucker, like, look, if you guys don't believe that Tucker has perfect pitch, ready for this, Tucker? I'm gonna sing a note, and you're gonna tell me what it is. Ready?
I love your voice. It's so good.
He's got perfect pitch. See what I mean? He's like
Ted. It's this fullness that you bring. Like,
yeah, thank you.
I don't think everybody can recognize that.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, you're pretty good at what you do.
And he was right. That was the correct note. What he just said, that was actually the exact note that, and that's why Tucker.
Yeah, just that
fit.
Full, rich, beautiful, masculine, you know, it's just good.
Do you like want something from me right now? Like, are you like looking to, are you looking for something? Like, if you want to ask me for something, you can just ask. You don't need to do the whole, you don't need to butterball me.
I like to butter you, but I think you're always on defense when you don't have to be.
Why would I ever be on defense with you?
I don't know. Just take my butter,
dude,
then.
Dude, that's so fucking wrong. I'm not on defense ever, you son of a bitch, okay? I'm not defensive. I'm not.
Most defensive guy I know. But not in Rocket League. You're the offensive one. We've been playing a little bit of Rocket League.
Yeah, we have been playing a little bit of Rocket League, and we had to stop because I think we would have started. I think we would kill each other, actually,
yeah,
this morning if we continued playing.
The vibe of the room was rapidly deteriorating.
Oh, my God. Well, because there's an issue with my Wi-Fi where it's like the connection is like not super strong, where it's like it'll be good for a bit, and then all of a sudden it'll just tank
it's
for a little bit.
It's unstable.
And there's packet loss. We're bouncing around the map. We're thinking that we got goals. And
that
then
all of a sudden it's the opposite
and then
of the
that,
field.
Yeah, that reality is shockingly broken with the other team scoring and them being on the other side of the map. And we're like, so it's kind of like.
And just for the record.
Yeah.
We're pretty good at Rocket League.
We are. But like right now it kind of feels like we're playing Rocket League, but we both have Parkinson's. Like it's.
Whoa.
Is that too edgy?
I don't know. But.
Give me another one. What's another degenerative brain disease that's not Parkinson's? Okay, here we go. It's kind of like we're playing Rocket League, but we have Alzheimer's. Like we don't know what's going on.
Yeah, the mind goes, but the body doesn't.
Yeah, no, yeah, no. Because we were going after it. We were like, oh, pass it to me, pass it to me. Oh, we gotta go.
Yeah,
they
and it's
scored.
Like, you're going for the ball, and you're just like.
Yeah, Tucker tries to get in the air, and he's like sent outside the map. Like it's bad.
It's bad.
Yeah. So we were trying to play that game. It's
little like, tension. A little bit of tension,
a little bit of anger being thrown around. But Tucker and I, like, we don't really get mad at each other for a long. Emma, what's the longest time we've gotten mad at each other for?
I remember their first.
Emma's like
the first
years.
Fight I witnessed. You guys were like at the fire at Tucker's dad's, and you got in a huge argument, and then you guys both just like sat there for a minute, and then you were fine.
How long do you think that lasted?
How long
was
the silence?
Maybe 15 minutes.
That's crazy.
15 minutes.
Did I just say the word 15 minutes, or did she just come to that on her own?
What I don't know what you're
because I've always said that the max time that our arguments last, like the anger from it, is like 15 minutes.
I'm very forgiving.
And it's all thanks to Tucker. It's all thanks to Tucker. Tucker's the one who's keeping this thing afloat. I would have held on to that anger forever. No,
yeah.
that's
not.
No, that's. But that is something where it's like I've had other people in my life where they'll be like, "Yeah, you get." Like Devin was sitting here when we were having an argument about
the
internet.
Angry.
Devin
he doesn't know.
No,
he's an
Devin's the
sweetheart.
Sweetest guy ever. No, we were sitting there. And Tucker was yelling at me about the internet and saying
I was just
you know
speaking my truth.
He was speaking his truth, whatever. His perception of truth is, then I could feel it off Devin, where Devin was like, oh, okay, man. All right, well, I'm okay, you know, he's having a little internal Jeff Goldblum, like,
Jeff Goldblum,
oh,
that?
There's moonlight, and you know Jeff Goldblum?
Who is he?
He's like this, well, he's in Jurassic Park, he's in the new Wicked film, did you see the new Wicked movie?
I didn't.
He's in.
It didn't seem like my vibe.
He's in like the Thor movies. He's in The Fly.
Ariana Grande has perfect.
Emma's
pitch.
Not a huge fan of body horror though, so you guys probably haven't seen The Fly.
We That's don't like cool. horror in general.
Yeah,
because we get too scared.
But he talks like this. He's like, oh, you know, oh, ah, I'm here and I'm going around and I'm having a good time with, you know, I'm like,
that's
this is how he talks.
Like
he's like,
just like how you
like,
act.
Oh, I've got a Modelo here and I, and we're dancing in moonlight and
that just kind of sounds like you.
Okay.
Like,
am I
feel like that's how you act around the house.
Don't tell me that I act like Jeff Goldblum.
You're like, ooh, gonna tickle you. Ooh, I might just
No, I don't do it like smoothly and salaciously though.
That's how it comes across. I'm
no,
like,
I'm like a Pikachu
whoa.
Dash attack. Like I'm doing those
quick
straight
attack?
Those straight leg jump things to warm myself up and then I come in and I'm coming after you.
Maasai tribe jump?
Not nearly as impressive as the Maasai Mara. Are you
kidding
me?
They could get some height, some altitude.
We got a taste.
It was indoors.
Yeah, there's no way that I'm going to be able to jump at that. I can't even dunk, and I'm 6'4".
You can't dunk? What the fuck good is being 6'4" if you can't dunk?
I don't know. Well,
you're telling me you go to play basketball with Hassan every morning, and you can't even dunk, and you're this tall?
He can't dunk either.
You're going to leak that?
I guess he's been practicing though. You know, it's not even leaking it. He has me hold his phone and film a video of his daily attempt to dunk. I haven't played basketball with Hassan in weeks though. It's bad. I'm in trouble. He's not even asking me anymore because it's been
so
long.
That's so now you got to make the move to get in.
Yeah. Well, it's not even like I need to ask him. I can just show up. But like, I know he's going. I know he's going those 3 days a week. But it's just, you know, I've just been so busy.
Yeah, you need a break.
I do. No, I don't, because I haven't put. I posted four videos last year.
I know, but if you burn out, it's gonna just equal out.
Some people say that if you burn out, a phoenix rises from the ashes.
Is that what's happening with Schlatt? Can we say that?
No, I don't want it to be like one of those things where I'm hyping myself up about to be a phoenix, and you're like, okay, well, how does this relate to Schlatt? We're trying to get away from him now.
You're the one that kicked him off the project.
I didn't do anything. I didn't do
We should talk about the first time we ever took it easy together.
Oh, so now we're going on. You decided now where we're going. I kept trying to get the podcast over, and we were like, oh, well,
I was just having fun. I just didn't want to fight my whimsy.
You're not having fun anymore?
Well, I started having a little bit less once I brought up Schlatt. I was like, oh, I shouldn't have brought that up.
Yeah, well, because he's dead now.
I did text him today, though, and he texted me back.
Really? What did you text him?
I said, I sent him a picture of the palm trees, and I said, it's not the same without you.
Oh, you fucking simp. You fucking simp. Are you kidding me?
And he said, how are the smoke alarms? I said, it was sitting right here.
And if you pan up to the smoke alarm,
it's gone.
They are not plugged back in. Little story about that. Did we talk about that on the pod?
There was an entire episode of it.
Well, there was an entire episode of sending Emma to go check if my house was on fire. But I don't think we may have talked about it on the next episode. But when we got back, firearm's still going.
No, it was horrible.
They're all connected by the internet to each other or some sort
of
wired connection.
Over-engineered.
Indeed, my friend. And so one of them was Boy Who Cried Wolf. And was making all the other ones freak out.
Yeah, because I think when one of them hears another, they go off. Like,
and by the third time it happened, we were just like, fuck this. And so all of us split up amongst the house, pull them out of the walls.
Yeah.
And then I haven't plugged them back in because I don't really know which one was the one that was the problem. And if I hear that fire alarm again, I'm going to kill myself.
Well, I sent him a picture of the disassembled alarm sitting on the thing. I said, it's right where I left it.
No, it's not. Well, actually,
you swapped out the table.
And also,
back here,
for our video watchers, welcome to my apartment. Also, we talked a little bit about the couch, but welcome to my apartment. Don't show everything. Don't show everything.
Hey, get his dirty dishes.
No, that's also. I was cleaning this morning.
I was just kidding.
No, so this is my apartment. I've decorated it. It's a pretty good set, I would say, for the.
You have this is a comfortable spot too. The set's not going to be this comfortable. No way.
Oh, it's not. Yeah, we were sitting on.
And imagine.
Well, we could. Well, we could do whatever we want. We could get the most comfortable chairs ever if we wanted to.
So you know how early on my days on Chuckle, I kind of was like, we should do a fishing episode, and it became like something people really want.
Yeah.
But it never happened. I'm going to introduce a topic right now that so people will beg for it, so that way you'll feel obligated to do it.
Okay. Well, I appreciate
we're going to call it the 30 rack episode, where right here there'll be a 30 pack of Coors Light, and we're going to go all the way through it in like a big episode, like a special.
Oh, okay.
Like for Christmas, we'll be dressed up, Christmas sweaters, holiday music. Maybe Schlack will let us use his album. That's a great.
Yeah, Devin,
do you want a cameo?
Do you want a cameo?
I've been buttering you up. They could. I've been like, Devin is beautiful.
At the very least, you can.
He's
you can,
really nice.
At the very least, you can gawk and be amazed at my beautiful Manfrotto tripod I'm using for the first time.
It's the most professional thing
you could
owns.
You could panda it. Devin, he's right there.
I was outside for like 15 minutes because I was scared I was going to interrupt.
Wait, is that Emma's book? Is that her? No. I thought that was her book. And
she's
I was
been.
Like,
she's been.
One of Ted's friends stole Emma's book.
I don't know
I think
if
it was
that's a, true necessarily.
Well, it's a correlation.
Yeah, but Devin's staying with me right now for a bit in LA. He's. I have a little guest room that he's able to stay in, which
he's
is
a
awesome.
Big Gulf War One fan.
Huge
Bush
Gulf
Senior.
One. Exactly.
This joke isn't really landing with this crowd, but trust me, some of my friends would really be getting a kick out of it.
Yeah, no, we're just podcasting right now. Yeah. I have a roommate now, guys, for the first time in a while. It's so fun.
That must actually be pretty fun for you.
It is fun, because I don't really just have someone, like, around.
Yeah, like... You can get off work.
It's been kind of a crazy busy time since Devin's been here, where I haven't even really been able to spend that much time with Devin. I was just kind of eating away at me slowly until I want to kill myself. But, oh man, when I get that video done after you guys leave, oh man, me and Devin are going to fucking tear LA apart. We are going to burn it down more. Just kidding. That's not happening. And Devin is actually literally like
volunteering. He's a firefighter.
He's been volunteering.
At the very least, a hero, right?
Thanks. We're going to tear it up, but we're going to use water.
Yeah, we're going to use water to tear it up. We're going to use pressure washers, and we're going to cut people's arms off.
Yes.
Yeah.
Waterbender?
Oh, yeah.
Is that what you choose?
Okay, that's an interesting conversation. You want to get into this?
We can get into it.
You want to get into this? Because this is a conversation that Tucker and I have had, and we've touched on, but I think it's important.
We can put it on the books.
We can lock it in. We can put it on the books because I think that there are options that I can choose that I know for a fact Tucker feels strongly enough about this topic that he will be like, I'll say it, and he'll be like, oh, fuck you, bitch. Oh,
cool.
Fuck
Hold on.
You,
let's get
motherfucker.
Some, let's get some ground rules.
Okay.
Is the Avatar off limits?
Panda me. Yes.
Okay, pan
yes,
back to me.
Yes, the Avatar is
pan awful. Back to me. I've always felt like if that world existed, I'd probably be the Avatar.
Okay, pan back to me.
So,
you son of a bitch. You egotistical prick.
So, but I, for the sake of...
Yeah,
the,
no, I feel like if this fantastical world where everyone has all these superpowers, I feel like I would be the best one.
It's my universe.
It's not!
Okay, but I feel like if it was, I'd be the Avatar.
That's
why I'm trying to say I'm willing to have the discussion
now,
without the Avatar.
We're having this discussion now with talking about the fact that we're both in this universe and what will we have. So you're saying that we both exist in the same universe, but you're the Avatar?
Well, I brought it up. Clearly, it weighs on my soul.
Okay. No, you can't just be like, I'm the Avatar because I said I was first. That's like you calling player one, but like becoming the Avatar.
You've been player one all week.
It's my house.
It's my universe. But I'm willing to get rid of the Avatar for the sake of discussion.
No, you have to get rid of the Avatar option is for the rest of
what,
your life.
Like I can't
like,
go walking around
thinking
about
that. Like if a genie showed up and they gave you an option to make this wish where you lived in that universe, like you can't
I'm,
you have to
I'm
no, you have to make
obligated
you
to...
have to make a moral obligation and you have to promise me on your honor that you
wow.
can't be the Avatar.
That's actually kind of a tough decision. I don't know if I can give that up.
It's a would you rather question, really. Would you rather live your boring old shitty ass fucking life, or yeah. would you like to have a genie show up and you get to wish to live in the world of Avatar, but you can't be the Avatar, but you get to be Bending? You get to have bending.
I guess I'll choose a bending. But there you go. Just know I'm at like a moral gunpoint here.
A moral gun? Yeah, I got a moral RPG aimed at your head.
Yeah, so that wasn't like a consensual choice.
No, you still made the choice. You could have
just
chosen
a moral gunpoint. I'm on camera.
Okay, but so what are the other ground rules though? So Avatar, it's out.
We're not. I'm gonna say the nations or like that aren't at war. So like take the war out of the equation.
Fantastic. That's fine with me.
Yeah, because like you know if you're like oh I'm Firebender or whatever, it's like oh so like
oh, so you're like a Nazi. Like, yeah.
Yeah. So it's like Firebenders are just chill, normal dudes. Yeah. They're still like a little heated, a little intense.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's their nature, I think. But they're not
because fire.
Yeah, because fire is destructive.
They're so angry,
and hot.
Yeah.
So yeah, no
but then,
war.
But
no
then,
Avatar.
If you're a scholar like I am, you know they showed at a certain point fire became very beautiful.
How many times have you seen Avatar?
Plenty of times.
Give us a number. Is it single or double digits?
Have you watched the full series of Avatar more than 10 times?
During COVID, Tippett and I watched it 3 times back to back to back.
So you're still single digits.
No, that was just my COVID watch through. Emma and I have probably watched it twice through. And
so
as a kid, I watched Avatar as it came out. Second grade, season 1.
Okay.
Third grade, season 2.
I'm still only counting
6
watch throughs, though.
Yeah, no, I'm single digits.
Didn't you just say that? You were trying to set up a situation where I could like assume that you maybe could going into double
just because,
so you could feel that.
No, I give off double energy. I know I'm passionate about it.
Man, you're throwing your morals left and right here.
What bender are you?
Okay, let me think about this for a second. And is this what are we judging this based on? Because I'm gonna say
I think,
feel like I want, but then you're gonna be like
I'm gonna have a problem with it.
You are. You think you're gonna have a problem with anyone? Anyone I choose?
Anyone you choose?
You think you're gonna disagree no matter what? I think you need to process that.
No, I think I got you. I think I got you.
Okay. Okay. Let me think about it. I'm thinking.
So you don't just have one ready to go?
No, because I struggle with this. I struggle with this. I think that the bender that I would be.
That's fucking tough.
Oh my God. I think that
we could get some outside opinions on what they are.
Here's what I'll say. I'll give you 3.
What? There's only 4.
I'll give you
like saying I'll be the Avatar.
No.
That's literally the Avatar -1.
No, you have to understand what I'm saying, and you have to listen to me.
I'll listen to you.
You have to listen to me explain this right now.
Okay.
I'll give you 3 based like 3 that I
Let's
want
narrow
for
you down.
Different reasons. Okay.
Okay. All right.
I think when I'm thinking realistically on what you know would work for me and I think I would be happy with, I think I would do waterbender. But
okay,
like, I think in an ideal world, if I could choose one, but I know I likely would not be gifted the honor, as I would be an airbender. Now the third one is what I think you think I am, which is an earthbender.
I do think you're an earthbender.
Case closed.
You think you gave 3. So there's also part of you that thinks you could be an earthbender.
You see it as an option. I think that this is one of those things where putting me as an earthbender is like, you know, I feel like you're being intellectually dishonest with yourself.
Really? Can you expand on that?
Yes. Because I think that you're just thinking about these like immutable qualities about me that are you're associating with earth.
So for instance,
I'm overpowering you with my sick ass leverage and height.
No, that is, I consider that.
Yeah.
I said you're a really powerful guy.
Yeah, I am.
Naturally. Ted doesn't work out and he's really strong.
But here's what I'll say.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also kind of a nice guy too, though.
Yeah.
I don't get angry that often. I'm somewhat peaceful. Some might call me peaceful. I mean, there was a one time I got recently very angry and I told Emma about it and she was shocked to hear about it. But I think that, you know, usually I'm when I found out about the COI thing, I was like, I was hitting the arms of my chair.
Ted was throwing a tantrum downstairs. He's been.
I mean, sometimes you throw.
Ted was
okay. I mean, basically, yeah.
You're monkey
mode
down
noises.
There.
Yeah, monkey noises. I mean, when was the last time you threw a physical like anger?
Dude,
from
I feel
like
I haven't
just
had a
to get it out
emotion
of me.
In a long time.
I needed to get it out of me, you know. Haven't you punched a wall before or something?
Oh, you haven't punched a wall?
Like, not since I was like a kid. I punched a door, like my childhood door.
I'd say I punched something pretty hard out of rage, like, once a year.
That's a high rate.
Yeah, well, I'm Irish. We run hot.
Mm.
You know? Okay. My dad broke a lot of shit.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, your dad didn't?
No, no.
Your dad's about 10 years older than me, than my dad, too, though. So, like...
Yeah, you're 56.
Yeah. No. You'll be 56 before I will.
It's true. Yeah, no. In fact, every age I'll be before... Tucker's making a very strong point right now, Devin, about how he is...
Yeah, it's a callback.
26.
It's a callback.
But, okay. But I think that, you know, there are certain aspects about me where I could be an airbender.
So air is, like, what you want to be the most.
Yeah. I'll take water. Don't fucking, like, I don't want to be an earthbender.
What?
I don't want that.
What pushes you away from Earth? Is it the culture or is it the power itself?
It's the culture, dude. They're godless.
Oh, really?
No. I don't know what you mean by the culture.
Well, like, the air nomads are very, like, disciplined. They're monks. They're more, like... nomadic.
What era are we rocking right now? Are we rocking like pre-war?
I'm using the culture of the show of like season one, how it sets everything up as my basis of like,
okay,
you know, they all kind of have cultures that,
so that's like ancient, like a little bit traditional, like because in Korra it's like the air nomads end up becoming,
forget Korra, dude.
I mean, it's hard not to, dude.
I know. It is hard not to. I think we can all agree there.
I really think that the thing that obsessed me about The Legend of Korra so much is the fact, like, I think the show would have been fine if they didn't make the choice to separate her connection to all the rest of the avatars. Sorry, spoiler. It's been more than 5 years.
It's been like a decade, I think.
I know, but the rule of being more than 5 years.
Oh, like, is that the official rule?
Nobody owes you holding back a spoiler. It's been more than 5 years. You know?
Okay. I didn't know that. That was official.
Do you agree with that?
Yeah. Oh, I agree with that.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, locally it can change.
You don't agree with that?
I think you should wait till everyone has the opportunity to watch something before you spoil it.
Classic. That's like a real Gen Z response.
Same age.
26, right?
26.
Well,
not 27, though.
She makes it home at the end of The Wizard of Oz.
Shut up, I was waiting for tomorrow.
You're going to watch that tomorrow? he's joking.
Oh.
Okay. So that's how I feel. I know that I would have to, if we're going by Tucker's rules here, I would have to shave my head and I would have to get a little tattoo. Do you think
like you're a really disciplined guy? Because I feel like that's one of the pillars of...
the whole ADHD thing is that I'm not disciplined, but then like a lot of air nomads things, is like, it's weird because the air nomads are like very so disciplined and they're monks and stuff, but then at the same time, air as a notion and as an element is so free, so flowy, moves around, it always works out in the end, you know, you're taking unique pathways, and in many ways there are, you know.
See, I associate that mindset with water, because water will always come to level, and it may go down many rivers, but it's all going to the same place. The same basin.
Okay.
So that's more of, I feel like, a water mindset.
Interesting.
And I could give you water. More than I could give you air.
Is it just a discipline thing that you're not letting me have air right now?
Well, like, I feel like an air nomad, I feel like that's just not you. Like, meditation and, like...
I think you're getting stuck on the cultural thing, then.
For me, that's a big part of it.
Really?
Yeah, really, yeah. I think the culture is half the element.
Okay, so what's the culture of the Avatar that would make you think that you would get to have that?
Well, he embraces everything.
You son of a bitch. That's... Oh, well, I no, but
we
wreck,
we retcon that. It's out.
I know, but now hearing...
You haven't even heard what I...
I know, but with like this whole scenario on the culture and the justification and then hearing the fact that
you're afraid
you
that
this,
I'm going to say that I'm air and I'm not.
I'm not afraid of that. I knew that you weren't going to say air.
You're getting, like, a little legitimately upset right now.
Oh, I'm not. I'm just engaged.
You're locked in?
Yeah, I'm locked in.
Okay, why don't I give my half? I think that I'm a firebender, but I'm willing to accept an earth as well.
Mm.
So
we're rocking on the opposite sides of the spectrum here right now.
Yeah, and I think we kind of are opposites. Like, the way we live our life every day.
Okay.
Like, we're not that similar.
Yeah, no, we're, like, really fucking different.
Yeah, like, you know, you've
yeah,
got
like,
all...
You're, like, just, like, I don't even know who you are.
You're, like, fancy hair, and I'm, like, old school, like, military haircut. You're like glasses. I'm no glasses. You're like fashion. I'm not. You know?
Mm-hmm.
You're like popular guy. I'm like okay being alone.
Yeah, you're like loser, bitch, motherfucker. Like exactly. Little stinky little rat.
You're like star of the show.
Yeah,
and, you're and like, I'm like the writer.
Now you see. No,
you didn't like that one?
I didn't like that one. After all the writing I've been doing this week, I can't let that pass.
But, well, I guess we'll have to wait for them to see the video.
So
yeah, I think I'm fire.
So fire's your ideal. Earth is your second choice. Whereas for me, air is my ideal. Water is my second choice.
Yeah.
Okay.
But so do you think mine's accurate, though? Let's get there. What are your hesitations with allowing me to have access to those elements?
I got to think about you and fire.
I chose fire because...
There's almost something with fire that indicates a level of coordination that I just don't think that you have.
Like physical coordination?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Like performing... Well, I think they all take about the same amount of like...
No, because if you look at the earthbenders, they're kind of just stomping around.
Well,
they're kind of just doing squats.
Part of the
stance all the way, babe.
Part of the reason I chose fire was because of like the culture of it, and mm-hmm. not just like the actual.
Oh, this is starting to make sense. That whole caveat that you made at the beginning, where it was like, you know, the firebenders, you know, in the story of the Avatar, the people that massacre entire cultures of people.
But
it was like, we can't think about that though. We can't think about that.
Their nature is more susceptible to them becoming that.
Okay.
And fire is inherently destructive. So, yeah. Like, it's kind of tied into the element. I think it takes, like, a level of self-control to not use that power for mm-hmm. evil.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always been drawn to fire. I like it. I think I'm pretty good with it. And I feel like I run a little hot. I get angry at people.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah. Like, I feel like I'm usually, like, pissed.
Yeah.
That's kind of like just where I sit.
I feel like I could accept you having fire.
But you're stubborn and I'm stubborn. And that's why Earth, I think we could both find a home there. If we had a home in Ba Sing Se. We could be refugees.
Yeah, we could go hang out in Ba Sing Se.
Yeah.
It's one of those things where when I think about this, I'm like,
very invested.
I'm thinking about the subsections of it too.
Oh,
I'm thinking about the subsections about the value, the fight value that I'm going to get out of these things.
Combat,
combat value. You know, because you know with air, there's a lot of dastardly things you could do with that in the name of self defense. I might add, in the name of self defense, you could do a lot of good things with air.
In the name of self-defense.
Yeah, no, let me just say, in a video game, in the name of self-defense, you could do a lot of good things in the name of air.
Okay.
I feel like air is probably one of the strongest ones.
You shouldn't be water if you're going to live in L.A.
Okay, so are we taking the world of Avatar and putting it... Are we in the world of Avatar or are we in L.A.?
I think we're here right now. Well, if you want to have an element...
I'm just confused now about the ground rules that we were just talking about.
Well, we never really decided
the
time.
So, if I choose to be an airbender, that means that I'm going to immediately now turn into an air nomad with all of the cultural needs of that, but also still live in L.A.?
Yes, I think.
I don't know
why we
would do that.
We didn't lay these ground rules.
I feel like we did. We were talking about the world of Avatar.
Do you want to wrap up the Avatar section?
What do you mean? You done talking about it?
I didn't know.
I wanted
to give you an out if you were getting tired of it.
I'm not getting tired of it. I want to finish what we were talking about, but you just seemed like you didn't want to talk about it anymore. You seemed like you were like, I don't want to talk about this anymore.
I don't know. I was getting lost in the weeds of it. I wanted to make sure that...
Let's just keep it in the world of Avatar. Let's break this down Barney style here, okay? If I... water, that's pretty good. You know, there's some things you can do with water where, you know, you can dissolve Earth pretty solidly, you know? Erosion, that's a strong thing you can do with water against Earth, you know?
I don't know if...
You disagree? Why? Why do you disagree with the concept of erosion?
Well, because, like, they're not using, like, dirt. They're using rock.
Okay.
Yeah. And rock, like, sure, he erodes, but not easily.
Okay, fine. But what? Let me just, I'm going to stick to talking about my thing.
They'll just be like, and it's like a granite block. Yeah. You know, you're not getting through that.
Yeah. I'll say there's good things with all of them. You know, with the earth bending, you've got metal bending, you've got
magma bending.
Those are two very, very strong things. Pretty cool. But then with the water bending,
you're
going to
be like an expert, though.
Well, because I would be.
That's almost akin to saying I would be the Avatar.
No, it's not.
To say you'd be an earthbender, but also, yeah, I would have the metal bending subsect.
Whatever, you know, you can say a lot, but nothing you're going to say is going to...
So do I? If I'm fire, do I get lightning too, right away? It's no problem.
After a little bit of work, absolutely.
There was more firebenders who had lightning than there were earthbenders who had metal, though.
Well, because at that point in the show, it was like a very new technique.
Yeah, it was a new cultural development.
Yeah, but the lightning was
I guess metal was new as
honestly,
well.
Honestly, probably not. Honestly, like maybe like five more people could do lightning than metal bending because the lightning thing was a specific to like royals. That was
it was like the purebloods had lightning basically.
Yeah. I don't know about the racial aspect, but I think that there was
I don't know why I went there. I think I was thinking Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Because of the Horcrux joke.
Yeah,
earlier.
Yeah. It was like, we don't need to call them purebloods, but we can, you know, can say it's a royal thing.
It was like the Malfoys, you know?
Sure, yeah.
They're both evil.
I'll tell you one thing. Because those are like the superpowers of those things. Because the air one's the hardest one, because there's only one guy that ever did it. The guy could fly.
Yeah, he could just fly.
Void bending is what it's called.
Yeah, that's like some lore shit. You know, I don't really know if I consider that canon. Did they mention it in the show?
It happens in the show.
What?
In Korra.
Dude, we already went over this. We're going to forget about Korra. I know you said it. It's hard to forget about.
All right. Well, here's what I'll say. I'll be an airbender because then I can kind of fly.
And I guess I'm a firebender. Ted didn't really fight me too much, so
yeah, because I guess. Yeah, you know why? Because this is what air does of fire.
But fire is made out of oxygen. It's a fuel. Are those Santa Ana winds putting out the fire?
Yeah, they are.
I think that's false.
Well, you know what's another thing I will say, and you gotta let me use Korra. I'm gonna use it.
It's hard to forget about.
You know what you can do with air? It's air bending.
Okay.
There are two. There are. So you throw a fireball at me.
Yeah.
Ready for this?
Yeah.
Ready? Here's what I'm going to do.
I'm ready.
You see what I just did there?
Okay.
I just moved all the air out of the way. Everywhere your fire was, there's the absence of oxygen now. It goes out.
Wait, I don't think that really makes sense.
It's airbending, dude. The only way that you can reasonably assume how the airbending works is that the person is in control of all the particles that make up the air. Oxygen, nitrogen, the other ones.
CO2, methane.
CO2. It means you can control those and move those particles around.
So you think this is like an atomic thing? You think this is locked into science?
Well, the reason why... Okay, and here's what I'll support with that. In Avatar, the original one that you only like to reference, the way that Toph learned how to metal bend is that she focused in on the small, tiny particles of
rock
that existed within the metal, and then she was able to bend it based on that.
All right. I like that. I'll give it to you.
Boom.
That's fair.
Ooh, that feels good. Ooh, that feels good.
Yeah, you just got your big win, your big break.
I did. All right. I'm happy. Well, what else do we want to talk about while we're here?
We could talk about the shoot tomorrow.
Yeah. They already know what it looks like.
Shit. The timeline's fuzzy right now.
It is.
Because
it is
we're
a little
working
bit it is very
past,
confusing.
Present, and future.
I know. It is very confusing to do this podcast where we're like, our pre-recording before the podcast has even been released and nobody even knows what it's called or what we're going to talk about. And like,
Yeah.
After this, it'll be, just so you guys know, it'll be remote. We'll do like the remote, kind of like how Chuckle worked. Where it'll just be Tucker and I chatting.
In an ideal world, for me, we're getting four on, four off.
Four on, four off. Month on, month off. I could see that.
Because we've been crossing paths a lot the last couple of years.
Yeah, I mean,
it's
we
only
directly
been
work together. Yeah. It is nice. It is nice for sure. I mean, it was like, back when you were in the Marines, it was like once every 6 months, if that.
Yeah, it was bad.
Like, I think sometimes I would only see you like once a year.
And what's funny is you were living in Ithaca, and I was living in 29 Palms.
Yeah.
And now you moved to LA, I moved to Binghamton.
Yeah. Yeah.
We almost exactly traded places.
Yeah, we did. It was pretty fucked up. Yeah, the only crossover we had was like a month.
Which, yeah, and I think the only time I saw you was the final day.
As you were leaving.
As I was leaving. It was terrible.
Yeah.
Just horrible.
It was fucked up. It was so freaking fucked up. Damn.
God's got a plan for us all.
God does have a plan for us all. Wait, neither of us are religious.
But I'm assuming he still has a plan.
If he's around.
Better to think that he's got a plan for us, even if you don't, if you're not religious, I guess, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Isn't the thing, like, even if you're not religious, like, it's still, or it's better to still be religious or something than not?
Who's saying this?
Like Redditors or something. I don't know.
You referenced it like it was an ancient proverb, dude.
No.
It was like, Redditors, you know what they say? You know what they say? It's better to be religious than not, because what if you're
What if
wrong?
It's true?
I mean, yeah. That's why I think it's pretty easy to be agnostic. Which is what I run, because, first of all,
being agnostic is the equivalent to being like, yeah, I'd be the Avatar.
No, it's not at all.
It's a cop out. You're not really ready to commit.
Okay, I guess if once you explain,
I'm with you.
Okay, well, once you explain the, no, I think you're just still salty about the Avatar thing. You just
want
to be
no. I'm with you, but I want you to drag yourself down to my level.
Okay,
and accept that.
I just first of all, I don't think that those things are equivalent. I think that what I will say about being agnostic is like, it's like I'm not really like. You know, if we come to a big revelation and, you know, all of a sudden MIT comes out and they're like, hey, we found God. He's hiding in an electron.
Yeah.
I'd be like, okay, yeah. Yeah, fair.
You're willing to accept new ideas.
Well, yeah, that's what being agnostic is like. Is
what
like,
if Elon Musk came out about it, though?
I'd be like.
I feel like
I'd be like, give credit to the scientists that you hired to do that, Elon. I'd say, Elon.
What would you?
No,
be
you didn't, Elon. Let's talk about the company that you like, all the millions of people that you had working on that project, because this motherfucker's on Twitter 90% of the day.
All day.
There's no way that he's looking inside of electrons. He doesn't have the time for that.
I just feel like that's something he could announce in the next couple of years. Is like, yeah, I found God
in an electron,
in something.
Not out of something, inside, like hiding in something specifically.
Yeah, it could be in us all. It could be in us, all the atoms, something.
So he just gets.
I don't think it's
so
outside
there's either
of
potentially
anything.
He actually does something tangible, or he just has an, like, he's just like, God's been with us all the time. He's been in us this
And I
time.
Think that would add to the religious controversy that exists.
Mm-hmm.
Like religion versus science.
Right.
Him taking a stance, like him being like, yeah, I know where God is, that would just
make
it chaos.
That is a pretty big controversy that we've been, you know, people have been
working
on.
It's the biggest one.
Yeah, people have been working on that for a while.
A long time.
Yeah. Here's what I'll say about being agnostic. It's like, if there's something, okay, but I'm not seeing anything right now, so I'm like, I'm not really going to be involved. I think that that's better than being atheist. Because, like, being, you know,
Wait,
being
can
atheist
I make a quick
is
question?
So aggressive. It's like... There's nothing out there.
Can I ask you a question?
We're all alone. That's what atheism is.
Did you go through an atheist phase as a teenager?
Well, yeah. Kid does. If you're like, well, Emma didn't.
Emma was like, I got my Bible, goddamn it, I'm gonna be reading it down by the creek.
She was speaking like that when she
Appalachia,
was
dude. You should hear some of her family.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Her parents.
Wow. Wow, that's incredible.
Yeah,
I'm
no,
so...
she got West Virginia roots. She's
okay.
A daughter of the American Revolution.
Wow.
No, she's in deep.
Wow. Yeah no.
I had to pull her out of it. I said, nah, you're done with that.
Yeah.
You're done.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I
welcome to the confusing.
I did have
ground.
That atheism phase.
Though, I did too. My mom wouldn't let me change my Facebook status to say, like, it says religion atheist.
Oh, wow, that's intense.
I was like 14. I was like edgy. I was like, I'm going to change it. My mom's like, no, you can't do that. Like,
really?
And she didn't ever care about anything, but she died on the hill. She's,
really? And yeah. You never did?
I never did because it was
is
making
it,
her
is
like...
Is it still on your Facebook like that now?
I don't know what it said. It probably just doesn't have anything, but I was going to like officially put it
wow.
As atheist. And my mom was really... And we never even went to church.
Oh. So that's not... There's no reason. It was just kind of like...
That for some reason that was, and like you were saying, atheist is an extreme perspective now from kind of an older point of view.
It used to be a lot worse. I mean, it was now it's just like, okay, but like, I don't know. It just, it seems like one of those things where it's like 2012, agnosticism is just like, it was, it's just like, I'm not involved.
Yeah, no,
I'm
that's how involved. I feel these
Whereas
days.
Whereas like atheism is like, that's like, that makes it me feel like I gotta get up on a stage with like someone who like with like someone who believes the earth and every the universe was made in 6 days, and I have to be like, there's no evidence, and I like I don't really care for that. I don't really care to have that conversation. Like
I'm not really a Big Bang guy either.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because I, you know, people will be like, "That's how it happened. That's how everything started," and I'm like, "That's how some of it started, maybe." But like time itself, like, okay, what happened before that? You're telling me it doesn't exist. You know it doesn't exist. Like, I mean,
at least they've got a guess. At least they've got a take.
They've got a take. Wow, that's a callback.
Yeah, that hurt, didn't it?
Too soon, Ted.
Yeah.
The callback he's making is I released a very controversial YouTube video yesterday.
I think that you're being a little bit extreme about that.
I released a very controversial YouTube video, and a lot of people were like, oh, this take is trash. You need to just go ahead and die. So we've been saying, like, and then I replied to one of them. I got baited into it, and I said, well, at least it's a take, right? Like, better to make a video than not.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. I thought it was, you put yourself out there. You had your opinion, you know?
I put myself out there, yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, some people just want to be able to play these RPGs and just, you know, tavern wench, bang. Dead.
Shooter in the knees.
You know, some people want to play that. They don't care about...
Like, it was just a silly YouTube video. I mean, like, I'm agnostic about it. I was just like, well, let me lean this way.
Yeah.
Let's make it, you know?
Yeah, no, of course.
But some people were like, you can't have... You can't be playing Red Dead like that.
Yeah, yeah. People were like, this is intellectually dishonest, what you're doing right
yeah,
now.
I was like, whoa.
Yeah, it was like you were like a propaganda machine.
Yeah, somebody on Reddit, speak of the Redditors,
whoa.
We all saw it. I was like chilling. We were having a nice relaxing evening. Emma's like, oh my God, look at this 3-page book someone wrote about why they don't like your video. I was like, well, there goes my night. My mood's ruined.
Yep.
Emma's like, you gotta see this. They really hated it. I'm like, wow. Thanks, Emma. Jeez.
Thanks, wife of mine. I love my life.
And then
Thank
Ted was
so
like,
much.
Oh, really? Let me read that. Oh, yeah, they're really, yeah, they're making some good points.
Yeah, you
and I was like, wow.
Yeah, it's like one of those things where you, of course I'm involving myself because it's like you're getting a taste of it for the first time, you know? You're licking the pond for the first time. I'm a seasoned pond licker, dude. I've been licking them ponds for years.
Speaking of licking ponds. Palms. I always lick my palms when I leave the gym so I don't get sick.
Okay, that's
and I've been sick for so long.
Wait, you leave at or before?
You leave the gym, you lick your palms. That way your immune system stays really good. You don't do that?
But why are you licking your palms?
To stay healthy. But I've been sick for like a month. I'm so congested.
It sounds like you're just in the process of building the immune system then because you have to get sick. You're licking your palms after going to the gym, dude. Of course you're getting sick.
No.
Are you actually licking your palms after you go to the gym?
Yeah, you always lick something like when you're in a dirty environment to keep yourself strong.
Always?
Yeah, if you're on the subway or like, I don't know, you go shopping at Target or like, you know, at the gym. Go to the mall. I mean, sometimes I forget.
Are you... Like leaning over, like you licking stuff like that.
What?
No, like
well, like on the subway, for example.
Or are you just like you get on the subway, you like rubbing the pole.
Like if you're standing by the pole, right? You know, like you're holding on, you're swaying, and they get your arm around it. Sometimes I'm just like,
what are you doing? Really? Okay. Yeah. No, that's interesting. This is something I've never heard about you.
Why do you think I never get sick?
Well, you always get sick, actually. You get sick far more often than me.
Which is weird, because I'm trying to build my immune system all the time.
You're getting a tummy ache left and right.
Ted got his first tummy ache this year.
Yeah, no, we talked about it on the
I know,
the
but you got another since then.
I did.
I think you just...
I solved it with a ginger drink.
Ginger's great.
Yeah.
I'm always taking it.
I feel like I want to hear more about the licking, though. I want to know. So you do it on the subway. You do it after the gym.
Yeah, just like any dirty environment where there's a lot of people.
Okay. Where there's a lot of people?
Yeah, where there's a lot of germs. You got to keep your immune system. The airport.
Okay.
Yeah, like, so I don't know why this is so confusing.
It's not confusing. It's just like, I think I'm just, you know, it's just a lot of information at once. It's a lot of places to consider where your licking takes place.
Well, I usually just lick my palms, but
So you're just
you get a good surface.
Are you doing like, is it like a little tap of the tip of the tongue, or are you giving like, are we going top to bottom, full tongue out,
top
lick?
To bottom.
Yeah, like that's bottom, like sexual, bottom of the dude. Bottom of the palm, tongue flat, pressed.
Can I see what you're talking about?
No, because I'm not a palm licker. You're actually the expert.
No, I wouldn't call it expertise.
Oh, really? Like, so is this like more of a...
I haven't gone on like the subreddit yet and like figured out the whole hobby of it.
Well, that's good to know that there's a subreddit. Like, yeah, so is where'd you first find out about this licking of palms?
Well, I said I was getting sick all the time.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, I got to boost my immune system.
Yeah. And you were like...
And I was like, what's the dirtiest thing I got on me right now?
Yeah. And you usually have pretty dirty things on you.
Yeah. I got this medieval tool I found.
Oh, yeah?
Check this out. Ted's got this medieval pair of scissors that he's got on his counter. This is what he uses as scissors.
No. I told him it was...
I've been playing with these all week.
No, I told him it was a candle wick cutter, but it's actually the original prongs that they circumcised me with when I was born.
I was going to say that this looks like some kind of medieval medical technology.
Yeah.
They're cutting some part of a body off with this.
Yeah, no, it definitely looks like prongs of some sort.
And you're not getting any anesthesia when someone's using.
Oh,
this on you.
No, that's
this
like,
is to like slowly cut an ear off.
Yeah, no, this is specifically what they use to amputate fingers for babies in medieval times because it's yeah, pretty.
I think I could.
Well, yeah, I mean, but that you're an adult, so this is for smaller fingers.
Yeah, but I'm saying I feel like I could get through mine
right now.
Yeah, it's tempting. I'll tell you that much,
dude. I think about that carrot often.
The carrot? Oh, the carrot thing.
Yeah, the carrot thing, where it's like...
I wonder, is
that... There's always one kid that walked up to you in elementary school, and they're like, you know, if we didn't have the personal limitations we set upon ourselves, you could bite through your finger like a carrot.
And then he walks off.
Yeah, and then he walks off, and like... But
and you're like...
It's almost
grade,
one of those
like,
things where there's like a little bit of a layered-in expectation that you'll try
while they're standing
there.
At that point, you're about 9 years old, you're like...
And this is where the licking started.
Maybe. I think that that's probably a boy thought.
You think
like
it's a
thinking
boy
about
thought?
That regularly. Oh, Emma's shaking. So Emma's also thinking about her fingers as carrots.
Yeah.
Emma's tempted. Emma's always been a tactile person.
Really?
Yeah. So like.
Oh yeah. No, we did the two needos. This one that went through.
Yeah. Two. That's how stressful. That's how stressful editing Chuckle is. Emma's sitting there like. And then she's like, oh shit, I gotta order
well
a new
it's
one.
Funny too, because her reasoning was when I asked her, I was like, how did you do it? Because I've been pretty rough with them, and I was like, how did you do that? And she was like, well, you told me that you can pull them as hard as you want. And I was like, I didn't say to like do it like you're gonna kill it, like destroy it. Like, you were putting in like maybe 100 pounds of force in order to destroy that thing.
And she did.
Like,
two
you
of them.
Like, you must have been, like, shaking as you're, like, pulling it to the limits. Like,
dude, I had to tell her.
But
like,
what's crazy is that she did that once. Happened. It was like, okay, there's a discovery here that, you know, they aren't invincible. You could do it.
Yeah, no.
But then I come to hear that she destroys
another.
A second one.
Yeah, and I said that we're not getting a third. I'm cutting you off.
You got cut off. You got cut off.
She got cut off from special needs toys.
Yeah. Well, it seems like she needs special needs toys durable.com.
Yeah.
Durable special needs toys.com or special needs toys.com.
She's got an even
slash rugged. She needs the
she
Otter
needs
box.
Rugged collection.
Yeah. She needs the Otter box of special needs toys.
Oh, Otter box. I hated Otter box.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, let's make this iPhone 4 three times bigger.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's
like you see, like you're like a mom with one. You're just like, God, how you even get that in your pocket? It's like cat, and they're like silicone.
Yeah,
it was like catching on your jeans.
Yeah, it's like let's make this like three times bigger, and also have like the ease of use of like a grocery store self checkout screen. Like,
dude, it was worse than that.
You have to press that like
it's
like
an old touchscreen where you had to like actually. You know, give it some.
Yeah, yeah.
It had
like,
the
it's
dirty.
Like, it's like working with an ATM.
Yes. It had that dirty screen protector, like built it. You couldn't change.
Oh my God!
Like, sometimes the cameras would have a film across them,
and they'd have covers too. And like it was
like,
one of those things
you
where
just get a flip phone, Dad. You're not using any of the other features.
Yeah, yeah. Your dad probably has like three. Well, they have the old person mode on the iPhones now. Have you seen this?
No.
It's like you look at it and it looks it. It's kind of like if an iPhone was like, if an iPhone was, if an iPhone, a normal iPhone was Lego, yeah. This version of iPhone would be like Mega Lego blocks. Duplo.
Duplo.
You know, like the big block. Yeah. So it's like, we're talking like there's five things on the screen. You got messages, phone, maybe like
notes,
magazines or something, and then like news or something. It's like you can get, and they're taking up like, you know, each of them are taking up like a quarter of the screen. We're talking the hugest text you've ever seen.
That's awesome. Yeah. My dad's not at that level.
You should set it up for him. He's going to look at that and he'd be like,
oh, this whoa. Is great.
Yeah, he's going to be like, dude. Or he wouldn't say, no, you dude. Know what he would have, say, he would if, say, he would say, Tucker, this is pretty, this is nice.
Phone, messages, Fox News app.
Jeez.
Wordle.
Is he really into Wordle?
Yeah. Well, it's your parents aren't. My dad, his sister, my grandpa, all have a daily Wordle text. It's been going on for, I don't know, 3 years now.
Wow.
Every single day, they're like, yeah, I got it in 4.
Jeez.
And it's just like, wow. Yeah, they do it every day.
You'd think that they run out of Wordles at this point.
You'd think people would, like, get bored by it.
You know?
For me, I didn't have the patience for it. And it's part of its skill.
It's funny, too, because it's like, the Wordle is just, like another one of those, like, morning coffee games.
Yes,
like, it's like a crossword puzzle. But then Wordle decided to make it a thing where it was like, well, let's add, like, a social pressure to this. That's what crossword puzzles were missing. A social pressure. We need to have like a competition with our peers.
Well, it's just like a really dumbed down crossword kind of.
Yeah.
It's like you got to get one line.
Yeah, it's like a crossword, but like you don't have any hint, and you're just kind of shooting shit at the wall.
He will take sometimes like 20, 30 minutes to do it. Because he's really going for the least amount of moves.
Yeah, there's
he dwells.
Now, here's a question I have for you.
Yeah?
What are the odds you think that they're, you know, in the group chat, you got some people who are screen looking a little bit. You know, they're being like, what, looking up the answers.
Well, they do that. So, my dad's like, oh, if Katie goes and she tells me, oh, I got it in 5, my dad's like, I know what her starter word is. So, I know that starter word is bad. She uses the same word every time to start it.
Oh.
So then you got a kind of idea like those letters probably aren't in it.
She uses the same starter word every
they
time?
They all do. They all have a starter word. No.
What the fuck is this? This
Wordle
is ridiculous.
Subculture.
My God.
Yeah. No, it's serious. And so they do a little almost like a screen cheating kind of.
Yeah. What the hell? Oh, no. I mean, like what I'm saying is that like in terms of screen cheating, I'm like, how do we know someone was just like, if somebody was getting like, missed the Wordle a couple days in a row. Maybe they got a couple fives before that. They're feeling pretty down on their luck. They haven't had much of ones where they're... What's stopping for someone for just looking it up?
I don't think anything's stopping them, but they take it so seriously. The honor...
But what do they take seriously? Do they take seriously the playing of Wordle or the competition within the group?
It's both. My dad feels...
Or the validation they get for getting it right on the first try.
My dad's moral compass for Wordle is like, it is rock solid.
Really?
Yes.
Do you ever worry that because they have these opening things they do every time that they're never going to get it? Or are they hoping someday...
When they don't get the word, it really... You ask them like, oh, what did you get on the Wordle today? And they'll be like, I didn't get it.
Whoa.
It's like I don't know what you can compare it to. It's like saying you got pulled over today, you got a big ticket.
You're comparing them not getting the Wordle to them getting
getting you got caught going
confronted
90.
By a police officer for breaking the law.
That's how it feels when you ask them.
Wow.
And they didn't get it. And I've only seen them say no a few times because the Wordle's pretty easy to get.
Well, thank you everyone for listening to this episode of Take It Easy. For our regular viewers and audio listeners, this is the end of the regular episode segment, but because we have a Patreon now where we have a bunch of different tiers where different things can be offered. We did a photo shoot where we took a bunch
of holiday cards. We're going to have 30-minute bonus segment after the
30-minute bonus sections. It's going to be a whole lot
Emma
of fun.
Emma and I are going to have our own reality show podcast on there that you'll be able to keep up with.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do Love is Blind first. So
it's going to be a whole
weekly
lot of bonuses that yes. are going to be offered to the Patreon.
Yes.
Go to the Patreon link in the description if you want to see all the things that are offered. If you're interested in that, help support the show, especially because you know, obviously we're not going to be as big as Chuckle was, so we want to make sure.
Schlatt can't cover all the bills anymore.
He can't cover all the bills anymore, so we're you know, and I also think it's just fun to be able to offer a bunch of cool new stuff.
Well, yeah, it helps us be able to do this too, because we don't have the current sub count that you got going.
Yeah, sorry, man. Hey, man, what can I say?
Yeah.
No, but yeah. So this is the end of the regular episode, and we are. This is the end of the regular episode. But then if you go on the Patreon, you subscribe to the Patreon, even at the lowest tier, you will get a bonus episode of Take It Easy that you can watch on the Patreon and join us over there.
It's very exclusive. If you're in the Take It Easy Patreon, like, that's a cool place.
Guys,
this
is an exclusive club.
You'll be there.
We'll be there.
Emma's going to be hanging out down in there.
She's going to be hanging out there. After we finish talking about this, we're going to just continue recording, and then that's going to be the book.
We're going to talk about something really cool, too.
Oh, okay. I actually have no idea what he's talking about, so I'm excited for that.
But it doesn't even matter, because it's going to be cool. We would never talk about anything not cool.
We wouldn't. We're going to talk about only cool things. Okay.
Bye, guys.
Thank you guys so much for watching this episode.
Or listening
to this episode. Audio listeners love you to death. And
that's not going away.
It's not going away. It's not.
Because it's good.
Thank you. And we'll catch you guys later next time. Peace. Peace. Bye. Have a good week.
Oh, take it easy, guys.
Take it easy. God, we got to get good at this.